message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Officially, I want to welcome you all to this great meeting. We have started for the past 3 days and we have been glorifying God, this wonder-working God. We are grateful to Him for all He has done since the last 6 years. To Him alone be all the glory. Without God, this commission will not be standing. Without God, this commission will not be in existence at all. God is the only reason why we are here tonight. We are grateful to Him. And in a short while from now, we will proceed to continue to thank Him and to appreciate Him. I want to thank God for all those who have ministered already tonight. I think already tonight, the oil of gladness has ministered. We were so blessed. Please, let's give God a big clap tonight. Also, the impact steppers have ministered tonight. And of course, the perfected praise have also ministered powerfully tonight. Give Jesus a big clap tonight, everybody in the house tonight. To Him alone be all the glory. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. I welcome you all tonight. And I pray that you will not go back home the same in Jesus' name. We'll listen to the word of God and then we'll go further into other aspects of the meeting tonight. I'll be speaking tonight on your praise and your wonders. Your praise and your wonders. There is a connection between your praise and the level of wonders you can experience in life. There is a relationship between what God can do in your life and the level of praise you can give to Him. So what is praise? Praise is appreciating God for His person, appreciating God for His personality, exalting His personality, His person. Not necessarily because He has done anything in particular for you, but you just have a very high reference for Him. And this makes you to lift your voice in praise to Him. Praise is what to do when you don't know what else to do in life. When you get to the juncture of your life and you don't know what next to do. When the battles of life come to you and you cannot tell what next to do to solve the problem. There is a connection between your praise and the wonder-working God. God is always ready to release wonders to those who are ready to praise Him. In Psalm 150 verse 6, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you have breath in the house tonight, shout a big hallelujah. The Bible did not say, let everything that has car, or let everything that has a wife, or let anything that has anybody that has built a house, or let everybody that has gotten admission to university or polytechnic praise. They said, let everything that has breath. Come on, if you have breath tonight, let me hear your loudest hallelujah. Let me hear your loudest hallelujah. Only those that value life value praise. When you don't value breath, you cannot value praise. Because somebody gave you breath. Where will you be without Him? Where will I be without Him? Where will I be if you had not been by my side? How will I rise to meet the morning of the day? Your tender mercy calling from behind. At times I could not see you, even though you were. God, you are good. Lord, you are. You are good, and your mercy forever endure. Lord, you are good, you are good, and your mercy forever endure. Quickly tonight, important facts about praise. Number one is that praise compels God's presence. Anywhere God is praised, God must be there. In Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "O thou art holy, thou that inhabitest the praises of your people." God lives in praise. God dwells where he is praised. When you pray, God can dispatch an angel to go and answer you, like he did for Daniel. God can dispatch an angel and say, go and answer him. Go on. But when you praise him, he descends physically. Number two fact about praise is that praise is the guarantee, the sure guarantee for your wonders. In Exodus 15 verse 11, it says, "Who is like unto thee, O God, amongst the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing what? Wonders." The sure bet for you, the sure thing for you if you want wonders, is if you can praise him. This ministry has never ceased to lack God's hand and God's wonder. Never. All because we have never stopped praising him. We praise him like children. We praise him as if we are nobody. And that's why he has kept on making us somebody. Somebody's here tonight. God will make a wonder out of your life. I say, God will make a wonder out of your life. I say, God will make a wonder out of your life. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. If wonder is your desire, praise is the requirement. If you want your life to be such that people will be surprised and aghast, what kind of person is this? What kind of human being is this?
Obani, 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 Ob I will also be prophesying. And within these few minutes, something will happen in your life. Come on. Abaniyo, 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 abaniyo. You make me wonder, oh Baba. Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah. Jesus, yeah. Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah. Emi lo ko nile wa to ma la luyo. Se wo lo ko nile ni o to ma la luyo.
Emi lo ko nile wa to ma la luyo.
Amen. Amen. That song says, I am the next person that is going to see wonders in my house. If you are the next person, let me see your hand up. Oh yeah, emi lo ko nile wa to ma la luyo. Shall it be? Take your seat in God's presence. Number three. Number one fact about praise is that praise compares God's presence. Number two is that praise guarantees wonders. Number three is that praise births favor. Somebody say favor. You have labored before now, but from today, your portion is favor in the name of Jesus. I say from today, your portion is favor in the name of Jesus. In the book of Mark chapter 6, verse 21 to 23, Herodias' daughter danced before the king. And the king said, I will give you anything, even up to half of my kingdom. That is what happens when you praise God. Once you praise God, you step into the level of favor beyond human comprehension. God appears to you and says, my son, my daughter, tell me what you want. I will give it to you. Until a man knows how to praise God, he lacks favor permanently. In Psalms 102, verse 13, the Bible says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor has come. Yea, the set time has come. How many of you believe that your set time of favor has come? I know, because that's why you are here tonight. You defied the rain to be here tonight. And so God will make sure that blessing get to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Some of you came here in the rain. Your shoes were soaked in the rain. And that is how your life is soaked with favor today. Your shirt and your underwear was soaked in the rain. And you still made it. I prophesy to you tonight, favor will soak your life in the name of Jesus. Favor will soak your life in the name of Jesus. Favor will soak your destiny in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Take your seat. Number four, fact about praise is that praise promotes to high places. You have stayed on the low ground for too long. You have been scratching the ground for too long. You know, while perfected praise were leading us, he said something very important. He said some of us here, he said, you have been traveling locally. You have been moving only locally and taking local flights. Some of you, local Okada and Achaba. But you are about to take a flight today. Your destiny is about to take a flight. Your destiny is about to move forward. Your destiny is about to break forth. Your destiny is about to go forward. If you believe, let's go and jump up and shout hallelujah. Jump up and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to. Shout hallelujah to the Lord. 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 Shout hallelujah to the Lord.
You know.
Jesus, Lord, Lord, Lord. Shout hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Friends, you are going to high places from today. Every power of darkness that want to keep you on the floor, I challenge them today. They are terminated in the name of Jesus. You have been scratching the ground long enough. I come against that power from the pit of hell that wants you to be as small as your father, that wants your destiny to be limited. That power be terminated in the name of Jesus. You are going forward. I say you are going forward.
Amen, Lord, see be giga. We want Amen, Lord, see be giga. Araye ko le di mi lona. Amen, Lord, see be giga. Esu ko le di mi lona. Amen, Lord, see be giga.
Oh yeah.
Amen, Lord, see be giga.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord, Amen, Lord, Amen, Lord, Amen, Lord. Now I want you to demonstrate where you are going. Where are you going? Don't let your neighbor be taller than you. Two times. Oh yeah.
Emilio, Sibiga.
Araye ko le di milono, emi lo si bi giga, esu ko le di milono, emi lo si bi. Oya oya,
emi lo.
One more time, oya.
Emi lo,
emi lo, si bi giga,
emi lo,
emi lo, si bi giga. Araye ko le di milono,
emi lo si bi giga, esu ko le di milono.
You have said it. The same way you have said it, that you are going up, I prophesy to you as a servant of God, called by God to bless you. The same way you have said it, receive it today in the name of Jesus. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. Friends, mark it. The level your parents never smelt, the height your father never got to, you will get there and exceed it. You will get there and exceed it. You see, to accomplish what your father accomplished is an insult on your heritage in Christ. To be praying that your father will die for you to inherit his car is a sign of spiritual stupidity. It's a sign of yeyesiousness and spiritual laziness. To be praying that when your mother dies, a head tie will become your head tie is like spiritual kwashokotness. I pray for you tonight. The level nobody has tasted before. In your family, mention the name of your family now. The level nobody has gotten to, God will take you there. 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 Take your seat. Under that praise promotes to high places, you can write down Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 to 19. We don't have time to read that. We go very quickly. Praise preserves the blessings and the benefits that God has given to you. In Psalm 68 verse 19, it says, Blessed be God, who daily loaded us with benefits, even God, our salvation. Our God is a God that has benefits, and He loads us with those benefits. He releases those benefits to His children. And it's important that those benefits are preserved. The preservation is more important than the receipt of those blessings. What's the use of a short-time blessing? There's no use. Praise is like what salt is to meat. Anytime you praise God, you become untouchable. Your blessing becomes untouchable by any devil. Mark it. The Bible says, henceforth, let no man trouble me, because I bear upon me the mark of Christ. From today, I place upon you the mark that makes you untouchable. Mark it. This is the last time you will lose any of your properties. Even to your smallest phone will never get lost again. Anything that is your property will never get lost again. The priest in Malachi chapter 2 verse 1 to 3 risked losing what God gave to them because they didn't want to praise God. Malachi chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. They were at risk. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. Verse 2. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Someone say, God forbid. And I will curse your blessings, and ye, I have cursed them already, because ye did not lay it to heart. You refuse to remember that you are to praise me. Say, behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it. Somebody say, God forbid. It is a risk for others to be jumping and praising God, and you are looking like a moron. Sometimes when I go to functions where you see so-called big men, so-called, that's what I call them, so-called, and then we are praising God, we are dancing, we are appreciating, and you see them, they are doing like this. It smells to me. It just dawns on me. All the money you said you have, if you change it to dollars, what will the value be? You say, I'm a millionaire. You are a millionaire in Nigerian currency. You say you're a millionaire. Carry your money, come. Let us change it to dollars. You will see how small you are. Then let's praise the God. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. They lift up your hands to praise God. They do as if they put ice block on the hand down. Lift up your hands. Again. Shout hallelujah! Baby, look at me, Mojang, Jesus, me. Baby, look at me. Shout hallelujah! Take your seat. I need to move very fast now. I just have about 20 minutes more, so I need to move very fast. Okay, quickly, let me just leave all that. Let me just show you quickly about two or three examples of people who through praise they entered into wonders. Number one is a man or two men called Paul and Silas. In Acts chapter 16, verse 24, 25, 26, you know the story. Go to verse 25. How these guys were thrown into the Macedonian prison. For they didn't do anything bad. They just threw them there. They delivered somebody and these guys tormented these two people. And they threw them inside the worst prison. And the Bible says, and at midnight. Now, what time are we now? Eh? So you can see that something is about to happen to you today. I said something is about to happen to you today. Something is about to happen in your life today.
Silas prayed, comma. I know people will not say I don't like prayer because I preached about prayer yesterday. You remember how I preached brutally about prayer yesterday night? And you know that prayer is an essential in this church. Praying every day, Monday through to Sunday, brutal prayers. So you know that it's not as if we don't like prayers. But I'm showing you something that is so powerful called praise. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. May your neighbor hear you tonight. I said, may your neighbor hear you tonight. They will not only hear you, they will see you. I said, they will not only hear you, they will see how you are going to praise God. It doesn't take long for me to know people that will do well. By the time I see the way you package yourself during praise, I can predict your future to a reasonable extent. Now listen to this. And they began to praise, and then suddenly, now go back to that last verse. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. They first prayed. That's okay. Then they said, we have been praying since. What's going on? It's as if things are not changing. It's time now for us to change gear. You see, we are about to move to another session of praise. So all the praise you have praised before, turn to your neighbor and say, change gear. Change your gear. Hallelujah. Because, friends, what you have done before, in my place, they call it child's play. You just started. We are about to move to another level. Now, verse 26. And suddenly, you know, praise always does it suddenly. That's why I'm so sure that as we move to this second session of praise, suddenly there will be a shaking in your life. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's band was loose. I speak to you tonight, whatever satanic chain that followed you here must drop here tonight in the name of Jesus. It must drop here tonight in the name of Jesus. The second one is the story of Joshua and the wall of Jericho. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 6 verse 1 that Jericho was shut up and no one went out and no one came in. They deliberately shut the gates of the city. And that city had a massive fence. Cars can ride on it side by side and they will not. Massive fence. And they had to pass through this Jericho to get to where they are going. And the Bible says they were going around first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. And in the seventh day, that's verse 20 now, verse 20. We have gone very far, more than this where you are now. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a loud voice and with a great shout, that the wall fell flat. Your problem will fall flat here today. Your problem will fall flat here today. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. In this second session of praise, you will take over your city. You will not only take over your bedroom, which you have been staying for long. You will begin to take over estates. You will begin to be like a person that owns a total state. Somebody came to see me last week and he was telling me of a particular man in a particular place. He said that man is like the owner of the entire state. One man. I said, tell me more. He said, this man, he owns like almost everything in that place. One man. Friends, very soon God will take you to that level. Whereby you have more than enough. And you will be a blessing to your world. The wall of your failure will fall tonight.
The wall of marital delay will fall tonight. The wall of stagnation will fall tonight. I'm praying for you already. If you are there, come on, say a big amen. Now take just one more, then we'll go to pray. Jehoshaphat was faced with a problem in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 1 particularly, down all through. The Bible says three nations came against him: the Ammonites, the Moabites, and people from Mount Seir. And he didn't know what to do, just like many of you don't know what to do with your life. You don't know, you cannot really say what you want to do with your life. You don't know what next. And the Bible says they gathered singers, they mobilized men to sing, they selected singers. I think that should be verse 10. They mobilized men and then they began to sing. They chose singers and those singers began to sing. Go to verse 8. Just track it between 8 and 10. Thank you, Jesus. And then suddenly, something happened there. I pray for somebody here tonight that something great will happen in your life and in your family. Something great will happen in your life and in your family. Something great will happen in your life and in your family. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. In verse 21, the Bible says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. We have appointed perfected praise tonight. We have appointed oil of gladness tonight. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. And that they should praise the beauty of his holiness. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
You, Lord.
Holy, holy,
holy are you, Lord.
The elders and nations bow. The redeemed worship you now. And angels bow.
The
redeemed worship you now.
The redeemed will worship you now.
Holy, holy,
holy, holy are you, Lord.
The elders and angels bow. Bible says that these guys began to sing and the enemy sent ambushment against themselves and began to kill each other. Their enemies faced themselves. It's like one man, come here, stay there, this is an enemy, come, this is another enemy. They faced themselves. And one threw an arrow to the other, and the one other one threw the arrow at the same time, and they killed themselves the same hour. And they were singing. One threw the arrow, he hit the other one threw it. He said, the last breath I have, I must kill you too. You kill me, I kill you. And those people were looking like Lucas 8. They were just giving glory to God. Tonight, as we go to this next session of praise, Mariso Beratua Palazazai, there will be vengeance in the house tonight. All your stubborn enemies will kill themselves. All your stubborn enemies will kill themselves. All your stubborn enemies will kill themselves. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now listen to this. Praising and worshiping God without being born again is like reporting yourself to God. What does it mean to be born again? God knows you. You know God. Your name is written in the book of life. Is your name in this book of life? Is your name in this book of life? Yeah. Is your name in this book of life? Is your name in this book of life? Is your name in the book of life? Is your name in this book of life? Yeah. What is the use to have money? To have certificates? To have landed properties. Yet, when Christ comes, you don't go with him. What an opportunity God has given to you and I tonight. An opportunity for you to turn your backs on the devil. This is not a jamboree. This is the place of service. Say, I'm going to service. Why will you come for service and you will not be serviced? The greatest service is salvation. Be on your feet, everybody.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.